For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we're reading from John chapter 15, verses 26 through chapter 16, verse 4. Jesus is preparing his disciples for that time when the Holy Spirit will come upon them. He's preparing them for the ascension. And so as we are chronologically going through the Easter season, these 50 days from the resurrection, we're preparing for Pentecost, for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Before the Holy Spirit is poured out on the apostles, Jesus first ascends back to the Father. And so we're reminded that throughout the gospel, Jesus prepares his disciples for these realities. He prepares them for the passion. He gets them ready to know and understand that he's going to suffer and die, but he also tells them why. He prepares them to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit so they can go out and carry out the mission that he has given. It is the Holy Spirit, in fact, that's going to give them the full reasoning behind that mission. This is why we go out. This is why we do these things, because Jesus has promised to send the Holy Spirit to us. This advocate that is to be sent, this advocate that is coming to us, will give us everything that we need. And so just as the apostles are uncertain about what will happen when Jesus is no longer with them, just as they want him to remain with them all the time, sometimes we don't really trust ourselves. Am I really capable of bearing witness to the gospel? Am I really capable of bringing Jesus to anyone? Jesus tells us, I will send you the advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will come upon you, who will teach you, who will remind you of all that I have taught you. The Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, will testify to me, and you also will testify, Jesus says. He's preparing us for this reality. And so as we get closer to Pentecost, let us prepare our hearts also for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that we might become the witnesses of the gospel that Christ has called us to be. God bless you.